Ebola virus disease has been spreading in 4 countries in West Africa during the last few months. In 3 of those countries, it really is a severe outbreak. Perhaps the first country to be affected was Guinea, and it's had some waves of infection. But now we're looking particularly at 2 other countries, Liberia and Sierra Leone, where the infection rates seem to be picking up. We're seeing a situation where there are new cases being reported every day in different parts, particularly of Liberia and Sierra Leone. The situation in Guinea is slightly more stable. And as we look forward into the future, we are concerned that the outbreak will continue to spread and perhaps will not be got quickly under control.
And is WHO taking specific measures to protect health workers in the region?
So this outbreak of a disease is particularly of concern to the health sector. And when I talk about the health sector, I mean the ministries of health, also the partner organisations who work with the ministries of health in order to help people maintain good health and to be free of disease. And then international organisations like the World Health Organization, which has been particularly involved in this effort. And what WHO and others have been doing is encouraging 2 things to happen. Firstly, is that the health sector is able to help diagnose people who are thought to have Ebola virus disease, and then to enable them to have the proper treatment that they need. In the case of all affected countries, it is the national health services that are taking the lead, and they are supported by partner organisations, and then also by the World Health Organization, which is taking particular action to try to enable healthcare staff to provide proper treatment and themselves to remain free of disease. It is a challenge because the Ebola virus is infectious. But if proper precautions are adopted, then infection does not take place. Because what we know is that the virus moves from one person to another through body fluids. That means through, for example, vomit or feces or perhaps even saliva. And if you can protect yourself from contact with the body fluids of an infected person, you will not get infected. So the health sector, with the various partner organisations and WHO, are advising on the right precautions to take in order to prevent infection. And that is the key to trying to find ways to help get the disease under control, to provide proper treatment, and then at the same time to avoid health workers and others from getting infected.
What are the chances of the virus spreading to countries outside the region, and what is the UN doing to prevent this from happening?
As news about the Ebola virus infection has spread, the countries of the world have asked the World Health Organization to come up with guidance on what should be done about it. Well, firstly, WHO convened a meeting of its emergency committee, and that committee concluded that the Ebola virus outbreak in West Africa is a public health emergency of global importance. Now, that means that there are a selection of actions that are taken to control the outbreak and also to help the people affected by the outbreak in the affected countries, and also to try to prevent the spread of the disease to other countries in the region. That does mean trying to find people who are infected, putting some kind of restrictions on their movement so they cannot travel to infect other people, and also containing them in locations where they can get proper treatment and support, but at the same time stop them from moving to places and transmitting the virus to others. That's the basis of the effort to prevent spread. Now, of course, that does not mean that you stop all people from travelling from the affected countries. It also does not mean that you stop all travel to the affected countries. It's focusing on the people who themselves are likely to have the disease or to have been exposed to the disease. They're the ones who we try to prevent from moving, and also who become part of the area of containment when there is the outbreak present.
How has the epidemic affected UN peacekeeping and other vital operations in West Africa? Can UN staff travel between the most affected countries?
I want to be clear, very clear, that there is no justification for stopping people from traveling to countries that are currently affected by the Ebola disease outbreak. The issue here is that you want to stop people from coming into close contact with people with Ebola virus disease, specifically from touching them. And so that means identifying the people who've got the disease and helping them to avoid contact with other people. But it doesn't mean that you have some kind of overall prevention of travel to the affected countries. And that means that, of course, the United Nations personnel can continue and do continue to work in countries affected by Ebola virus disease. And that applies to the peacekeepers as well. They have a vital role to play in some of the countries in the region. And of course, we are encouraging the peacekeepers to take the precautions that are necessary to prevent themselves from being exposed to the people with the disease and to prevent themselves from having close contact with people with the disease.
You've met with the representatives of the affected countries. Yes. What were their main messages to you?
The representatives of the countries affected by Ebola virus disease made the point to me that they and their people are very committed indeed to reducing the transmission of this disease. They want to be involved in the effort to bring the disease under control. They want the United Nations system, led particularly by the World Health Organization, to help them to have strong health services that can get better care to people who are affected by or at risk of Ebola virus disease. The representatives of the affected countries said to me, bear in mind that the reaction to Ebola virus disease is having big economic and social consequences for our people. And please, could you do your best, they said, to get accurate information about the disease, about ways in which it is transmitted, and about ways in which infection can be avoided. They asked that the whole UN system come together in a coordinated way and support them. They asked us very much indeed to be with them as they go through the current outbreak of Ebola virus disease and help to rebuild afterwards. They reminded us that they've come out of civil war quite recently and they've been developing very well. This is quite a serious setback. And they said, help us to get back on course. And so I was able to reassure them that from the very highest level in our United Nations system, there is an absolute commitment to stick with these countries and to help them and their people to cope with the current outbreak of Ebola virus disease.
And speaking of getting the information out, what can be done to prevent the public from panicking? And is social media being used to get the UN message out?
Well, first of all, the message that all health workers are trying to transmit is that we have to work together to try to prevent Ebola virus disease from affecting communities and from spreading. And working together means all of us understanding the nature of how the disease is transmitted, all of us working to enable people who have been infected to get access to proper treatment, all of us working to enable people who have been infected to avoid passing it on to others. It involves the whole of society. It involves a social movement working to help get this under control. It can't just be done by a few specially uniformed doctors and nurses. And that does mean that communication is key. Social mobilization is key. Social media are a vital means of communication. We know from talking to communities that there are certain practices, particularly associated with caring for people or indeed helping them when they die or are dying, that are particularly important in enhancing transmission of the virus. And that means by working with the communities, spreading accurate information about how to prevent yourself from being infected, it's possible to enable them to avoid infection. And that's where social media are an absolute key approach. These are already being used in the region by health professionals and the World Health Organization and other organizations within the United Nations, including the whole peacekeeping community, are supporting this through radio, through other media, and through direct interpersonal communication.